This is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I'm here with a fourth grade student. Aiden, why are we talking today?
Because I did an Angry Bird, and then Mr. O'Sullivan let me print it out.
How did you make it?
So first, I used four squares. I put all of them together to make a big square. Then I used two more squares, make them skinny and tall, put on top, and get more for the eyelashes to make them look angry. And I made I got a pyramid to make his beak. I made a circle and half circle to make an egg. And I used two little squares to make the eyes.
What software did you use to make this 3D model? Like, what website did you go to?
I went to Tinkercad.
Very good. And is Tinkercad easy to use or not so easy?
It's easy because it shows you what you could use, and you could just move it wherever you could and where you want to put it.
How long did it take you to make the Angry Bird?
Maybe a few days.
And how did you feel when you designed it?
I felt happy because I knew that Mr. O'Sullivan would print it out for me.
And how did you feel when I printed it out for you?
I felt very happy because this is mostly the first time.
Very, very good. And what if there's a kid who's never used 3D printing before, what would you tell them that it's like?
It's kind of like a game, because like you get shapes, you put them all together, and then you create something new.
Are you going to keep using 3D printing?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can make more stuff for people.
And what's the next thing you're going to make?
The next thing I make is another Angry Bird.
What kind of Angry Bird?
Blue.
Why are you going to make a new Angry Bird?
So instead of just one, I can make more.
Very, very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas.
You're welcome.